Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Samachvav Baba Basra 166. The Gemara is discussing what the word dinare means as opposed to the word dinarin. And the Gemara says that the word dinare means a gold coin, whereas dinarin means silver coins. And the Gemara proves this from a Mishnah in Krisus Daf Ches. And so as a background to the Mishnah in Krisus, we have to understand that if a woman gives birth or miscarries, then before she can eat from the sacred food of the temple, the kodshim, she has to bring a korban ola and a korban chatas, two offerings. The korban ola is a sheep, and the chatas is a bird, either what's called a tor or a ben yonah. But if she cannot afford to bring the korban ola as a keves, as a sheep, then she brings for the ola and the chatas two birds as an offering, shnei torim, one for the chatas, one for the ola. And these two birds are called a kan. And until she brings these offerings, she's not able to eat from the kodshim. So too, a woman who is a zava, that means if she sees blood from her area for 3 days in a row, and it is not the time of Nida, then she is obligated to bring a korban zava. And here too, she has to bring two birds, shnei torim, one for an ola, one for a chatas, and she can't eat the kodshim until she brings this offering. Now, if she's unsure if she had a miscarriage, or if she's unsure if she's a zava, then we say under these circumstances she brings a sin offering out of doubt, and this sin offering is not eaten, but it is burnt. So the Gemara says, now quoting the Mishnah for Krisos, that if there was a woman, Haisha Shayu Alel, Safek Chamesh Leidos, Safek Chamesh Zivos, if there was a doubt as to whether she had five miscarries or five times where she was a zava, then she brings one offering for all of these five times where it's a doubt, and then after she brings the korban ola and the korban chatas one time, then she can eat from the kodshim. And the other offerings that she'd have to bring for the other times, she's not obligated to bring them as an offering. However, if she was certain that she miscarried and she was certain that she was a zava, then, says the Mishnah in Krisos, she has to bring these offerings. So after the first offering, she's able to eat from the kachim, but still the other offerings are alel chovah. She's obligated to bring them. So the point is, if there's a doubt, she only has to bring one offering, even for five occurrences. But if there is no doubt, she can eat the kodshim after one offering, but she's still obligated to bring the other four offerings. Comes along the Mishnah and tells us an incident that happened. Ma'isa v'amdu kinim b'Yerushalayim b'dinarei zahav. The fact of the matter was that in order to buy these pair of birds, which were really meant to be helpful to the poor people, because the woman who couldn't afford to bring the sheep would bring a bird which was much cheaper, but the price of birds in Jerusalem was two gold coins, dinari zahav, and that proves that dinari means gold, which was our original reason for entering into this topic of discussion. And so it was so expensive. This pair of birds was two gold coins. So comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he says, Hamaon hazeh, I took an oath, im olin alayla, I'm not going to sleep tonight, ad shiyu bedinarin, until the price of birds goes down to silver coins. And so dinarin, that's proof that dinarin means silver. So what happened? Nichnas lebeis din, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel entered into the court, v'rimeid, and he taught a different opinion, and he said, ha'isha shayu alel chamesh ledos vadaos, or chamesh zivos vadaos, woman who has five certain miscarriages or five certain times where she is a zava, she only has to bring one offering and she can eat from the korban kachim. And the other offerings are not obligatory upon her. In other words, we had learned previously, the Mishnah had said that if you have five certain offerings, then the other offerings become obligatory. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and says, no, they are no longer obligatory, because he was worried that the price was too high. People couldn't afford the birds. And indeed, now that he said, you don't need to bring these multiple offerings, you only need to bring one offering, and he knocked out all the multiple offerings, suddenly the price of birds dropped from two birds for two gold coins to the price then became a quarter dinar of silver for two pairs of of birds. And as the commentaries explain, that's a drop of 1/100th. So it's 1/100th of the price now for a pair of birds. And we see from here that Rabbi Shimon, first of all, we see that the dinare is a gold coin and dinarin is a silver coin. But more interesting is we see the idea that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was worried that the poor people weren't able to do the mitzvah, and so as a result of this, he darshan the halacha differently, and he taught the law differently in order to help the poor people. And so there are two ways to understand how he was able to do this. So one approach is to say, there was an opinion in the Mishnah in Krisos that follows Rabbi Akiva, and that he was saying that you only have to bring one, even for a certain offering. And so maybe he followed Rabbi Akiva, but that's not how Rashi approaches it. Rashi says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel really thought that you should ideally have to bring five offerings in a case where you were five times miscarried or five times a zava. But rather, he was concerned that if you did this, people wouldn't be able to afford it, and they wouldn't be able to bring one offering. And so we have a concept from Psalm 119, verse 126, Eislas v'slashem, eifarus or secha, that when it comes time to serve God, you sometimes have to break the law. And so he understood that if we don't teach the law that you only have to bring one, then people aren't going to be able to even bring one. And so he changed the law from having to bring five offerings to one offerings because he felt it was an undue financial stress upon the people.